Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line is Rick Klein, ABC News political director, on a very interesting week. Rick, today kind of, or I should say this whole week, kind of setting the stage for what begins on Tuesday, doesn't it?
Yeah, Tuesday is when the trial begins in earnest. We are expecting a whole flurry of paperwork, briefs and the like, to be filed in the intervening couple of days. But the actual trial of President Donald Trump on trial for impeachment is all going to happen in that moment. It is going to be a big one. It is going to be a memorable one. And we'll have to see how it all plays out. A lot of variables before we get there.
When do you think a decision will be made on whether there will be witnesses or not in this trial?
I think the decision on witnesses is going to be case by case. It's unlikely that that there will be a successful attempt by Democrats to set the parameters early on in terms of witnesses. There will be an attempt, but I don't think it's going to be a successful attempt to dictate a certain number of witnesses at the beginning of the trial. What's going to more likely happen is that at some point after the initial arguments are made, there will be motions to bring up individual witnesses. And I expect a series of votes that could be interesting ones on individuals like, for instance, Rudy Giuliani. For instance, you could definitely see John Bolton, Mick Mulvaney, Lev Parnas. This Rudy Giuliani associate has been all over TV the last couple of days, if he has relevant information. So those will be interesting votes because you only need four Republicans to cross over with the Democrats to see a witness called.
We were talking a lot yesterday about the attitude that Chief Justice John Roberts might have on the bench, so to speak, presiding over this trial, because he's so used to a more formal proceeding inside the Supreme Court, and now he's kind of entering the world of politics that Supreme Court justices should be shielded from.
Yeah, and one fascinating thing to watch is that usually the vice president breaks ties in the Senate. Not in an impeachment trial. The Chief Justice presides. So conceivably, if there's a tie vote on a procedural matter, even a witness, Chief Justice Roberts could cast a deciding vote. Now, I think much more likely is that senators would try to get together to avoid putting him in that politically perilous situation. But that's at least hypothetically possible, and it's going to color a lot of what we see over these intervening days, how the Chief Justice reacts directly and in what he does and what he tries to massage to try to keep himself out of what is a much more a politically messy environment than he is used to or comfortable with necessarily.
The senators are jurors in this trial. We know some of the restrictions they face. They have to be there. There's no talking. All questions have to be in writing. No cell phone use. Now, in a regular trial, Rick, there's a gag order on jurors. Will there be one with this trial?
No. I mean, it's not a regular trial for that reason. You saw the formal language on the floor of the Senate yesterday, where senators are threatened with imprisonment if they were to speak from their seats. So they're not going to do that, but they will have an opportunity to question witnesses. And more importantly, they're going to have an opportunity to go to cameras as much as they want outside of the Senate chamber and weigh in on any matter they feel like it. And you're not going to keep senators away from cameras. That just doesn't work. It's like moth to a flame. So I'd anticipate that there's going to be something close to 100 jurors talking and giving regular commentary. Maybe there's one senator, a Democratic senator, who yesterday said he's going to be tweeting highlights at the end of every day.
I can't wait for that. Looking at what you expect in terms of length of this trial, I mean, is there a target length from one side or the other?
Well, I think there's a general length that we've heard already from Leader McConnell. He is looking for this to be about 2 weeks long. Now, that is sort of the opening argument phase, or what you might consider to be just the pregame. That doesn't include witnesses. So that would be some additional time at a later date. But that's going to get interesting as well, because, of course, you know of these senators who are also presidential candidates at the moment. And some of them are going to be very eager to get out and over to Iowa and New Hampshire in the interim. So it's not necessarily true that Democrats want a long trial. Of course, they want a thorough trial. Let's change some of these basic dynamics. But you could see a situation where some of these Democratic senators who are running for president are very uncomfortable with the length of the trial.
This could also run up close to the State of the Union, too, right? That would be an interesting situation.
Interesting to say the least. Yeah, yeah, it could. It could. It could very conceivably be the case that when President Trump walks into that House chamber, he is still under active impeachment. That the trial is still going on, and that Speaker Pelosi, standing right over the shoulder there, will greet him, knowing that that cloud hangs over him. And that's one of the many kind of political wedges that are held here. You have different competing interests that have different interests in different lengths of a trial. That's all part of what makes this such a unique circumstance, just not the kind of thing that you normally see. You know, impeachments themselves are not normal, but this is just something that makes it even less normal.
Looking at what else is going on in Washington, I mean, you have the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Here today, we're talking about the sentencing for former Congressman Chris Collins, which is going on in a courtroom in New York City. During this impeachment process, and you have the campaign going on, too, I should mention.
Yeah.
How much else can be done while this is going on?
It's a great question. I mean, look, the USMCA, the trade agreement, just gets passed, and there's always the possibility of legislative action. But this is just, I can't remember in my time covering politics anything close to this intensive period where you have the Iowa caucuses, the New Hampshire primary, presidential debates. You also have impeachment. You have these tensions with Iran. A week ago, we were talking about the potential of war with Iran. And now that the new report of injuries maybe increases the likelihood of further tensions. So it's difficult under the best of circumstances. These are not the best of circumstances. These are wild circumstances in every way, shape, and form. And I don't know how to handicap it under these very tumultuous times.
All right. Hey, Rick, we appreciate it. Rick Klein, ABC News political director.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.